something completely Christmassy.
Welcome to Shout Out. Down your chimney and into your stocking. Hello and welcome to a very special shout out. I'm Andy Shilton and this is a shout out Christmas cracker. Yes, it's one time of year where we let our hair down, well, for those of us that have got hair anyway, and have a bit of fun. So join me and the team and play along for some fun in this festive show. A very warm welcome to Shout Out. Hello, everyone.
Hello!
Very Merry Christmas Hello. To you all.
Hello, Merry Christmas.
How are we all? Are we all a festive? Terry looks very festive. Terry's got a very Christmassy jumper on at the moment.
Terry, you're the only one.
Yeah. Well, one likes to get into the spirit of things.
And, ladies and gentlemen, guess who's back? It's the one and only Phil Lyons. Hello.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. It's great to be back.
Yeah!
Great to be
back.
Now, regular listeners of Shout Out will know that Phil, for many, many years, has always followed us here on BCFM with a country show, but you retired and hung up your coat recently, didn't you?
So. I did, and handed my saddle back and everything. But we
had to tempt you to come join us again because you've compared that. Well, you've been our official adjudicator now for several years, haven't you?
I think so. Yeah, I can't remember how many years it's been.
Four or five years,
isn't it,
yeah.
Terry?
Yeah.
Gosh. Gosh. So anyway, right. Let's do an intro to teams. So team A. Who's
Bodacious.
Captain? You are going with Bodacious.
Well, yeah, because it's me. So
we're talking about Team A over here.
Oh, Laura. So who are you again?
Team A.
Don't know you.
Yeah. So awesome. Team Awesome.
Okay. So we've got Awesome and Bodacious. Is that what we're going with?
Yeah.
Well, at least they're like kind of like decent ones. We have had some years where they've all. What was it? We had a Team A and a Team Not A or something.
Well,
I think we had one year.
Something
like that. So anyway, how it's going to work. Round one is TV tunes. I will be leaving the mics up so we can hear you lot go about it. Basically, you will get to hear a little clip of each one and you need to write them down on your score sheets, what you think they are. It's a point per one. When we've done it, you'll get to ask me, you'll get a couple of minutes afterwards to ask me to repeat some of them. So if you aren't sure, don't worry, you will get a chance to ask again. Then we'll have a song. We got special news because I think everybody's doing a news story. Then we will have a round of Name That Tune where you will get a point. We'll do it team by team, so we'll swap you around and you get a point for the song name and a point for the artist. And then the final round will be general knowledge, and again it'll be one team then the other. So
can we just note for everyone to know that Team A has an extra person and Team B is three and four, so you know.
Oh, I think Steph decided to
hide.
I haven't
I haven't got a microphone in front of my face, so
which makes a change.
Yeah. So when has that changed anything?
So it'd be three and three.
Okay.
And I'd just like to say to Phil, your saddle was picked up last seen with Ivan Jackson riding off into the sunset with it.
Is that the Arizona sunset?
Well, I would say more Bedminster.
Was that with leather chaps?
Anyway,
it was a few chaps in leather, yes.
Shall we, for the benefit of the listeners, say who's on each team?
I was going to say, yeah, very quickly, because we're already running behind. So, Team A, who's captain?
Steph.
Who doesn't have a microphone?
He's not on the team.
No, well, I've nicked Phil, so he's quiet at the moment.
Team A, tell us who you are.
Matthew.
Terry.
Mitch.
And Team B, who's captain?
Andy.
And who's on the team?
Lara.
Tara.
Yay!
Marvellous. Tara, Lara. Always
yeah, they
a brilliant
did it on purpose.
Combination. Oh. So. Right, are we ready, teams?
Yep. Yes.
Here we go. So that was number one. So number two. Number three. Number four. Number five.
TV.
Number six. Number seven. Number eight. Number nine. Number ten. Number 11. Number 12. Number 13. Number 14. Number 15. Number 16. Number 17. Number 18. Honestly, no one gets that one.
It's under a rock.
Number 19.
See is violence in movies and sex on TV.
But we're in Oshkodol. Good.
Number 20. Number 21. Number 22. Number 23.
Oh, I know this one. Oh. Oh.
Number 24. Number 25. Number 26. Number 27.
Terry.
Number 28. You feel lonely and in a stew. Just bend your ear, come over here, and man, here's what you... 29. Number 30.
The universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started.
Wait.
The earth began to cool, the autotrophs began.
There we go.
Is that H?
So, you have 2 minutes. Would you like any repeated?
Yes.
Into a microphone, tell me what number you would like.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
You're losing your time.
So, number 3.
Number 3, okay.
Number 1.
Number Any others?
Number four, please.
Number four.
Number 10, please.
Number 10.
Okay, number 15.
Number 15. Any others? Number
12, please.
12.
Twenty.
Right, one more each. Team A. Sorry?
10, please.
Number 10. And Team B, one more.
We haven't got any more. Oh, well, can we have five repeated?
You have five. Oh, you want five repeated?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. We've got everything else. It's got to be something magical, right?
Okay. Got to be something magical.
Oh.
Right, okay. So, when you finish writing, hand your... score sheets to Phil, who will mark them for you. In the meantime, we will have a song. Stay with us for the Christmas cracker. You're listening to Shout Out.
Okay, I think I know what it is.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh. That's a bit of Christmassy for you.
Yeah.
That was lovely.
So, right.
That was a wonderful time.
How do we all think we did?
That was tough.
Rubbish.
That was
tough. Very stressful.
Yeah.
Rubbish.
But I managed to get the most of it.
I was so competitive.
I love it. It's only a bit of fun, but I do love how competitive
you
are.
It's never a bit of fun.
I've got one right, and then I've crossed it out, and now I've got it wrong.
So, well, shall we go through the answers then? Are we ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so, number one, what do we think it was?
Mrs. Brown's Boy.
Oh, it's a Mrs. and Mrs.
Number two,
One Foot in the Grave.
Indeed.
Did I spell it wrong? I thought I spelled it wrong. Just too
long in the That's all right. We'll let you off for spelling.
Aw, thanks.
And number three,
Deal or No Deal.
It was Deal or No Deal. Yes.
Oh,
but 9 out of 10 for that one. That was wrong, wasn't it?
Number four,
Downton Abbey.
Oh. Yeah. And they're making a film of it next year as well. Yeah.
Well, no, you watch too much television, Mitch.
I don't. Clearly, I don't watch enough.
What do we think this is?
I said a Discovery of Witches, but I think it's wrong.
It's The Walking Dead.
Oh, I did not know that. Didn't watch that. X Factor.
No, Britain's Got Talent.
Oh, really? Sounds like X Factor.
It's very similar. It's the same composer, that's why. Number seven.
Saturday Night Takeaway.
And some next Saturday Night Takeaway, yeah. We'll let you have Saturday Night Takeaway too. Number eight.
Little Britain.
It is.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Top Gear.
Top Gear. Yeah.
Unfortunately, I do know that one.
Number ten.
The Chase.
It is.
Oh.
My mum watches that.
So my parents.
That's because it's daytime TV.
Yes, number 11.
Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yep. Now, I think you struggled with the next one. Number 12.
Heart Attack.
Yay.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that programme with Neil B.
Heart Attack, yeah.
Oh gosh, that goes back a bit, doesn't it?
I hope you all got the next one. It's number 13.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
See, I don't know that.
Don't you?
No.
But you got to watch it. It's a very funny series.
No, I'm more of like a Only Fools and Horses
you
girl.
Like, you know this one? Number 14?
Yeah, Keeping Up Appearances.
Yeah.
I love this programme.
The Bouquet Residents. Lady of the House speaking.
Mind the sheep, Richard.
Number 15. And did anyone get this one?
It sounds a bit Sherlocky, but I don't know.
It is Sherlock. Number 16.
Oh, this morning.
Yeah.
Richard and Judy.
Number 17.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
I got that one.
Woo! Well done,
Mitch. I really hope you got number 18. When it starts.
EastEnders.
Another channel is repeating the Angie Den divorce episode.
Let's go back.
Number 19. Number 20. Anyone get this one?
Something like Frasier or something, isn't it?
It's Dinner Ladies.
Really?
Number 21.
Victoria. No,
Harry Hill's
smart.
TV Bird.
Oh, God, yeah.
Number 22.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Indeed.
Yeah, we said that.
Number 23.
Never Mind Buzzcocks.
No.
That's what I put.
Would I Lie to You?
No.
Number 24.
The Apprentice.
The Apprentice.
Yeah, just finished that series. Good series. Number 25.
The One Show.
One Show.
Yeah.
That?
In fact, they think the number one's a bit of a giveaway, really, isn't it? Now, I wonder who got this one. Number 26.
New Swimming.
No. The Jonathan Ross Show.
Oh, that's it!
Number 27.
Forty Towers.
Now, how old are you? Number 28.
Heidi High.
Heidi High.
Just bend your ear, come over here and you don't need to.
29.
Simpsons.
I think it's the oldest cartoon, isn't it? Longest running.
Yeah.
I suppose it is,
yeah. And finally, number 30.
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah. Dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool. There you go. So
what team watches more daytime television than any other team? Laura's team.
It's not daytime TV though, because some of this is
some of it was evening TV.
Yeah. Like Art Attack was just my generation.
Yeah.
Significantly.
Art Attack was also my generation.
It is,
to be
very
fair.
Pardon?
Art Attack was also my generation, to be fair.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh wow, okay.
So it's been going a while. So
did we get the results?
So do we want some scores? Can Phil have a microphone back? I should have brought.
Thank you very much.
Should have brought.
You've got to say our team
me,
names, though.
I will.
Okay. So,
yeah.
Go on then.
So, awesome.
Yeah.
Team awesome. Team A.
We're fairly awesome with 18 points.
Woo!
And then Lara, Tara, and Andy Ara. Or is it, Bodacious? Well, they're creeping ahead with 23 points.
Oh, well done. Cool. Well, this is going to be an interesting news. This one, because is it literally a story each?
Most of us.
Most of you. Cool. Okay. Well, if you are reasonably, you step forward to a microphone, and let's have a jingle.
This is Shout Out Entertainment's news on Thursday, the 20th of December.
Many people will be sleeping rough in Christmas, even in affluent Bristol. However, there is a project to help alleviate homelessness, which has been providing help and support for nearly 30 years. The big issue is a street sold magazine, which retails at £3 a week and which is sold by vendors affected by homelessness or housing issues. The magazine has a long tradition of gay-friendly comment and reportage, and its special festive week edition, out now, meets up with lesbian crime sleuth Val McDermid to find out what books are on her bedside cabinet for those frozen silent nights. The magazine is street-sold throughout her region.
Radio industry website RCS reports that a track on the new music station Kiss Fresh by the rapper Eminem, who began his career with a string of anti-gay expletives, was in breach of the broadcasting code. The code is the regulatory framework which all legally authorised FM, AM, DAB and television stations in the UK are obliged to abide by. The code exists to protect children and the vulnerable people from the worst excesses of free speech. The broadcast regulator found that the offensive song Lucky You was transmitted at a time when children were likely to be listening. In the track, Eminem swears more than 12 times. Kiss Fresh said that they agreed with the ruling and that the track had breached the code, and they said this was aimed to provide cutting-edge music but respect the rights of young people to protect them from swearing. One commentator online remarked that the best policy would be to drop such has-been homophobes from the playlist entirely.
Tim Burgess of The Charlatans has given his own tribute to bisexual singer Pete Shelley, whose band The Buzzcocks was massively influential on the punk rock and subsequent new wave explosions at the end of the 70s. He said Pete Shelley wrote perfect three-minute pop songs, the soundtrack to being a teenager. You'll be missed, Pete, but you'll be remembered for a long, long time for your brilliant music.
And staying with people we've lost, we should also know that 2018 was the year when we said goodbye to Dale Winton, who passed on in April. Mr. Winton had overcome some tragic circumstances in life to become one of the best-loved gay performers on television, and his charm and genuine affection for his quiz show contestants shone through. The media website Digital Spy has listed Winton's death as one of the most notable passings during the last 12 months.
This last year also saw the televisual debut of Jodie Whittaker as Doctor Who, the 13th incarnation of the perpetually queer-friendly programme and the first to be played by a woman. Although the programme has been dropped from BBC One's schedule from Christmas Day, instead of being moved to, to January the 1st, there is an animated mini-adventure that has been published on the official BBC Doctor Who website. The animation features Jodie, Jodie Doctor, coming to the aid of Santa on Christmas Eve and will please many younger viewers of the programme and LGBT folks with the little ones to entertain you over the coming days.
And finally, tomorrow is the winter solstice, the shortest day of the year. It's important to many religions around the globe and is marked by LGBT humanists as well as queer pagans. Although there are homophobic and transphobic people in these traditions, they are usually considered to be reasonably LGBT friendly philosophies. For the ancient Romans, the solstice would prepare the way for Saturnalia, a festival characterised by the role reversal and revelry in honour of the god Saturn. The sexually charged aspects of Roman society have led to LGBT circles. The sexually charged aspect of Roman society have led to Saturnalia being revered as a midwinter feast by some in LGBT circles. The spiritual roots of Christmas are complex and influenced by many different philosophies from different influences over thousands of years. For further information, we suggest you visit the website of The Goddess and the Green Man, a pagan retailer in Glastonbury, which has some interesting resources for the winter solstice. So whether you're gay, Christian, an LGBT pagan, a humanist or an atheist, we wish you a holiday full of your heart's desires and a peaceful and prosperous new year.
For these news stories and more, visit our website at shoutoutradio.lgbt.
For Shoutout News, this has been Terry Starr.
And Mitch and everyone. And say your names.
Matthew!
Tara.
Shoutout News.
National and international LGBT news for you.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Oh, isn't that nice? Anyone know who sung that?
I don't know, but I really like Steffi's keyboard playing there.
Glad you're impressed, Matthew. Actually, I was playing with my toes.
Sounds like what's her name?
No, it's Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton. Fabulous. And Kenny Roger, that was.
Oh,
and
Kenny Roger.
It's a medley of Winter Wonderland and a sleigh ride.
Lovely. Is it doing well in the hit parade?
I think when there was such a thing as a hit parade, it did, yes.
I'm glad.
Nothing wrong with the light
service. I'm glad we got Terry on Name That Tune then. Hit parade.
Yeah, anything after T-Rex, I remember.
Yes!
Me
and you both.
Right, okay, next round is Name That Tune. Team A are currently up at the microphones. When you've had a go, we'll then swap round and let Team B have a go. It is against the clock. You have 2 minutes. You get a point for the name of the song and a point for the artist. Remember, because it's against the clock, you can say pass, but try not to pass too much because I might run out of songs. So
if we finish before the clock goes off, can we get another question? Another tune again, replay.
You keep getting a tune. Every time you give me a name, I'll give you another tune.
I know, but if we don't get it and pass, can we go back to our
tune.
Passes?
No.
All right.
It just moves on
anyway,
to the next
Mitch,
one.
I've got some wipes anyway. So if you pass too much, I got wipes, so don't worry.
No passing water.
She's filthy.
Right. Are we ready?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sugar Babes.
No.
Is it Lady Marmalade?
Yes.
By lots of like Pink. Pink. No. Christina Aguilera.
You can pass it.
We'll move on. Pass.
I got that.
It Enya. Orinoco Flow by Enya.
Yeah.
I got that. We're driving Cadillacs in our dream, but everybody's like crystal made. Royals.
By
Lord.
Yeah.
Lord. Oh, that's Bruno Mars.
No.
And
I thought it was Bruno Mars. Yeah. Oh. Pass.
Uptown Funk by Mark Ronson.
This is Adele.
Yeah. Name of the song?
Sorry.
No.
No, we don't know. Pass.
No, hello.
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 Oh, this is...
This is Coldplay Yellow.
Chasing Cars.
Chasing Cars.
By...
Snow Patrol.
Yeah.
ABBA.
Yeah. And Super Trooper.
Yeah.
Oh, that's FLMFO.
I'll let you have that.
Yeah, sexy and I know it.
Yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
Dancing in the Dark.
Yeah. The ash and dust, I
wipe my brow and I sweat my rug. No, pass.
Imagine Dragons, Radioactive. The trumpet. A little
bit of Monica in my life. Is that Shaggy?
The last song.
Louis Vega.
Is that Shaggy?
It is Louis Vega. What's the name of the song?
Mambo Number 5.
It is, yes. Ah, look at that.
Was it time to get up?
There we go. Right, so let's reset the time. So I'm having to use a stopwatch because it does cut that track out, Matthew. It does cut that track out, like I thought. So, right, where did we get to? That one. Team B, are we all up in microphones?
Yep.
Yeah.
You sure there?
Oh, I think so.
Thanks.
Right. Okay. Let's get ready. Sorry about this. Here we go then.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Madonna.
Madonna.
Yeah.
Like a virgin.
Yeah. How you feel.
Everything about this is real. Leona Lewis collides.
Bronski Beat, Small Town Boy.
Yeah.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black.
Yeah. You should
cut down on your pork life. Part Life Blur.
Yeah. Oh,
Drunk Pointer Sisters.
Yeah.
David Guetta.
Yeah.
Bulletproof.
No.
Sia.
No.
Bulletproof. No.
Fireworks. Fireworks.
No. Bulletproof. No.
Pass.
No.
Pass.
Pass.
Yeah, pass.
It was Titanium.
That's it. Here come bad news. Oh.
Happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Pharrell Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, God, what is this? Pass.
It was Fun, We Are Young.
Pretty Woman, Roy Orbison.
Yep.
John Legend, All of You.
Close. John Legend, All of...
All of Me.
All of Me.
Pulp, Disco 2000.
Yeah.
Lily Allen, Smile.
Yeah.
Chesney Hawkes.
Yeah. He only did one song.
Something Only.
I Am the One and Only.
Yep.
Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
Yep.
Nirvana, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yep. Last one.
Oh, Live and Let Die.
Live and Let Die by Paul McCartney and Wings.
No.
No.
Time out. Oh, wrong one. Four. Three. It was Guns N' Roses. You what, sorry?
Did you get the name
song
right?
You got the name of the song right, yes, yeah. Yes. So, right, hang on, sorry, I've lost my... Where is my backing track gone? I've lost... Complete. There it is. Oh, that was a bit tense, wasn't it? Did we enjoy that?
I was like, oh, what's happening?
There's nothing worse than when you kind of know it, but you're just like, can't remember it. It's
oh,
like
that was
my
painful.
Tongue.
Like, I knew some of them. Like, Titanium, I know that.
And you're a chemist, Laura.
I know. It's my least favourite metal,
Elementary.
Though. It's my least favourite metal, it's fine.
Anyway, I'm not going to tell you how you did at this point.
What?
We're going to go to a song, and then we're going to come back and test your general knowledge. And we'll start with Team B this time, so you can get ready. So,
naughty. Well, nation.
Stay with us. You're listening to Shout Out.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Not really Christmas without a bit of Bublé, is it? So, you like that song?
Yes.
He's got a lovely voice, hasn't he?
He does.
I bet you don't like him.
Me? Yeah. No, I actually do love him because my mum loves him.
Oh, right.
So, you know.
Oh, is it a case of mum loves them, you have to love them?
No, God, no. But, I mean, it's normally a case of if you like them, I have to hate them. So, you
well,
know.
Yeah, but that's usually because it's genuinely true as yeah. well.
Getting older when
we have very
happening.
Different taste in music, don't we? So, right, this round is general knowledge. Again, it's against the clock. You have 2 minutes. Remember, you can say pass. Hopefully, the backing track will work with this one. So, Team B, are you near microphones? Are you ready?
Yeah, we're
ready.
Yeah.
Ready.
Right, I'll push that up a little bit. Okay, here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Which city is home to the Wailing Wall?
It's in Israel. Come on,
Jerusalem.
Yes. Who was the first African American woman to win an Academy Award for Best Actress?
Halle Berry.
Yes. What type of wood is a cricket bat traditionally made from?
Ash.
No.
Oak.
Ply.
No.
Elm.
No. Are you going to get through every single wood?
Oak.
No.
No. Come on,
pass.
Next.
Pass. It was willow. What is the chemical name for laughing gas?
Nitrous oxide.
Yeah. Yes. Which sport takes place in a velodrome?
Cycling.
Yes. What is the collective noun for a group of flamingos? I love this one.
Pass.
Pass. Passing. There's a flamboyance.
Oh wow. That's so fantastic.
Which author created Miss Marple?
Agatha Christie.
Yes. What was the name of One Direction's debut album?
One Direction. No, pass.
Pass.
No, it was Up All Night. How many inches are there in a foot?
12.
Yes. Which tree produces conkers?
Horse chestnut.
What is the hardest naturally occurring substance?
Diamond.
Yes. Borat, Ali G, Bruno are all characters created by which actor?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yes. In what year was Barack Obama first elected president of the United States?
2008.
Yes. Well done. What nationality was Vincent van Gogh?
Dutch.
Yes. Which actress was born Norma Jean Mortensen?
Marilyn Monroe.
Yes. Which sign of the zodiac is represented by a crab?
Cancer.
Yes. In which U.S. state would you find the Grand Canyon?
Nevada.
No.
Arizona.
California.
Yes, Arizona. Who was the eldest Kardashian sister?
Khloe, Kim, and I can't remember.
It was Courtney.
That's it.
Okay. Team, gosh, you did very well there, I have to
very
say.
Well.
Oh, very good.
Team A, right.
Oh, Courtney. They left the door open and I left.
Just limbering up.
Right. All ours are going to be on Brexit.
Right, Team B, Team A, isn't it? Are we ready?
We're standing by.
Cool, okay.
Come on, Terry, we're standing
here we go.
By. Come on.
5, 4, 3,
two, one.
In what book by Ian Fleming did James Bond first appear?
Casino Royale?
Yes. Which composer wrote the music for The Nutcracker?
Tchaikovsky.
Yes. Who was the second wife of Henry VIII?
Catherine of Aragon?
No.
Anne Boleyn?
Yes. What famous prison was located on an island in San Francisco Bay?
Alcatraz.
Yes. In medical terms, what is a hematoma?
It's a blood disorder.
Bleed.
It's
internal bleed.
Mannerism.
No, I don't know if
clot.
I can let them have that.
A clot.
It's a bruise.
Oh.
What is the common name of Japanese horseradish?
Oh, wasabi.
Yes. What was Ho Chi Minh City before it was before the Vietnam War?
Saigon.
Yes. Titania and Puck are both characters from which Shakespeare
Midsummer
play?
Night's Dream.
Yes. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Mercury.
Yes. Which country did Conchita Wurst represent at 2014?
Austria.
Yes. In what year did the first episode of The Simpsons air?
89,
yes. Which famous American writer has published novels under the name Richard Bachman?
Ooh.
Pass.
Stephen King. How many lines are there in a haiku?
Three.
Yes. Which city is known as the Big Easy?
Chicago?
No.
New York?
No.
Pass.
New Orleans.
Ooh.
In the 1994 film Speed, what speed must the bus not fall below?
92?
85?
No.
55?
No, close.
Oh,
60? No.
Do you remember?
Pass. Pass. It was 50.
No. Oh.
What fruit is also known as a love apple?
Pomegranate?
No.
Peach?
No. Love apple?
No.
Pass. No, pass tomato. What colour of piece moves first in a game of chess?
White.
Yes. In what year did Albert Einstein win the Nobel Prize?
Ooh, 1910?
It was 1921.
Was it as late as that?
Mm. Well,
I remember it well.
That was very lucky. That was my last quiz card as well. God, dear, you went through that last quiz. Right, we'll get adding up. We'll be back in a minute.
The Shout Out Podcast.
Shout out.
LGBT radio for you.
Well.
So
I like
that
you all dancing along to that.
That was Jingle Bells. We'll get a point for that.
Yeah, it was from. Well, if you can
Please.
Tell me the artist.
Ooh.
Mmm. Don't tell him, Laura. I told you.
No.
Slayer.
No.
Slayer.
it was from Glee, that one.
It was Glee.
It was Glee, yeah. Yeah, it's a really cool. I really like that remix of it. It's quite
yeah,
quite
no,
funky,
it's really
isn't
good.
It?
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good option.
Anyway, it's that moment of truth, and I must remember. Someone remind me next year to get a drum roll for this bit, because I go and I theme all the show and get all the Christmas music and sort out all the quiz. And the one thing I always forget is the drum roll. So.
Terry, why do I feel like this is the march to the scaffold?
Phil, our official adjudicator.
Right, well, shall I do this like they do on the TV, where you say, and the winner is...
Yeah.
Don't wait for 20 minutes.
Don't wait for 20 minutes.
Everybody goes home, makes a cup of tea. I have to say, I'm exhausted just keeping score. So I'm in awe of all the quizzes.
That's the fastest they've answered questions ever.
And actually, you know, before I give the final result, awesome. We're awesome in that final general knowledge round until the very end when you just got stuck, because you were going through them like nobody's business. But
we were thinking of Andy because we saw him running out of cards, you see.
I did have a second box.
That was very
box.
Thoughtful.
Oh, now he tells us.
Yeah, you're right. I did run out the first box, but I
anyway,
did bring
I can
back
announce in second place, Awesome, who have a respectable 48 points. But the outright winners this evening, with a phenomenal score, 64 points, Bodacious.
Well done.
What can we say?
Now, for those of you listening at home, how many of you were screaming at the radio at points?
We have had messages come in say people were screaming. Good things, I hope.
Any bits in particular did they mention?
Someone sent a message in saying they were screaming about 50 for the speed, and also Stephen King.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was amazed. I thought you did amazingly on all of those. Even and it has to be said, Andy and Lara as a combination guessing music.
Oh, well, it was so fun.
Yes,
thank
we
you
need
for
to
that
remember
quiz.
To split them up next year.
No. See, dream team always here.
You were banking on Terry. Yeah. You were like, we were all turning up. You're like, I want Terry on my.
And then the TV round came on, and Terry was silent.
I don't want
Terry. Silent.
Oh, the judgment in Mitch's voice. Silent.
Yes, can we put a request in, Andy, for next year? We want a radio segment.
For me and staff.
Can we have hippie folk music next time as well, please?
The history of pirate radio.
Types of fireworks.
Medical terminologies.
Yeah. So, I'm quite good with the zodiac.
And trains.
Yeah,
trains.
Oh, yeah, trains. Yeah.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. Well, you had enough chemistry in there, so I'm pretty good, to be fair. Well, thank you. Cool.
So, but you didn't get the one chemistry one, titanium.
No, there was nitrous oxide, which is more chemistry than titanium, which is a song.
But I mean, if you're a chemist, you should know titanium.
Oh, yeah, of course, because I know every song that contains a chemical element. I loved it.
Cool. I'm pleased. So, and is everyone set for Christmas? Who hasn't finished their shopping yet?
Me.
How many have you got left to get?
All of them.
You haven't started.
I love the enthusiasm there.
I enjoy Christmas shopping.
No, I hate it. I hate people. I hate like going out and like.
Hate people. We have a misanthrope in the studio.
Look, Scrooge.
I am literally the modern day Scrooge, like the black version of it. Obviously more bodacious. But.
Obviously bodacious. I just go click 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 click. Yeah, click, but, and it turns up a week later.
But not everyone else can. Not everyone can afford Christmas. I mean, that's the other thing to remember.
Well, yes, true.
Yeah. I just cautious. Well said. That's just.
I can't afford it. I just choose not to. As in, like, I spend the money on myself whenever I go shopping. I'm like, oh, that looks nice on me, though.
It's not just about that either. You know, I mean, it doesn't cost anything to you know, even just give a hug for Christmas. You could do. Oh. Unless your name's Lara, of course.
Yeah, exactly. That requires contacting people.
You charge for a hug, I'm sure.
By the hour.
You get a hug for an hour.
I mean, I am
giving.
Anyone
want a Lara hug for an hour?
Was that hugged for an hour or charged for per hour?
Per hour. Charged per hour. Yeah, but. Don't worry.
We should have brought.
Is there a chemical formula for that?
Maybe
for the hug.
Well, there will be.
There's a formula for hugs.
Yeah.
HWG.
Yeah,
times two squared by the root of.
Don't hugs set off serotonin?
Yeah, they do.
And
they
gives you a feel good, doesn't it? That's why they work.
Am I going into biology rather than chemistry here, though?
I mean, I'd give both the listeners a big hug.
Yeah, from everyone, from everyone, a big hug from you.
Oh, that's really generous.
We should. In fact, I'm gonna. Shall I put Steffi on the spot? Do you want to say Merry Christmas to all our stations? You know them.
Yeah, Merry Christmas and thanks for supporting us. And it's good that we've got a couple more stations wanting to be involved next year. We're on 10 at the moment. We go out live on BCFM and Froom FM and Pirate Nation Radio and Radio Western Supermare. We're followed at 9 by Glastonbury FM and Gloss FM. And then tomorrow it's Base Bristol. Saturday it's Bradley Stoke FM, and on Monday at 6 in the afternoon is It's 9 Radio.
And a big, big thank you to all of you for supporting us.
And North Devon as well.
Ooh,
Community Radio.
Yeah, sorry.
Hello to everyone in Devon.
TIV Radio, sorry.
I think you just lost the quiz there. I'm sorry. You only have one question.
Oopsie.
Anyway, that's it for this show and indeed for this year. If you are likely to miss us next week, why not grab a podcast of a previous show? Just head over to our home online, shoutoutradio.lgbt. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back in 2019, but for myself, for now, and the entire Shout Out team, have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Team, say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas.